So now we're live. Hello, everybody. How are you?
We're sitting here talking, thinking we're live the whole time.
Because I pressed it the little thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, but on Instagram, we're live. We've been live the whole time. So Instagram, you got a little sneak peek into the show. Hey, everybody. How are you? It's Jeff Kellman of Sally Canine Training. This is the wonderful Joelle.
How are you? Wondering, like, why is it not showing on Rumble?
How are you doing? So yeah, meanwhile, we're streaming on Facebook, Rumble, YouTube, and Instagram. Hope everyone's doing fantastic tonight. This is a Q&A show where people ask us primarily how to stop unwanted behaviors. That's the big thing, is how to stop things, how to work on the dog's state of mind, how to have a well-behaved dog. And all those things are separate. It's all dog training. But if your dog trainer is not focusing on those three components, obedience, behavior mod, in state of mind, you might want to look around for another dog trainer, nobody in particular at all, but those are the things that are important. And folks sometimes don't see the connection between them, or they don't think they need it, but they do. It's like painting one wall in the house, and next thing you know, all the other three don't look as good. And it's the same thing with your dog. I think a lot of people don't even realize how awesome their dog can actually be. And we've been getting a lot of emails and messages and testimonials from people saying, I finally got the dog that I wanted, or I never knew my dog to be so great, or I can't believe I can do all this stuff with my dog that I never thought I could. And this is, by the way, not from boarding train clients. Those people are loving it, but these are for people that get our online programs. These are people that we do one-on-one consults with. I mean, it's pretty life-changing. I mean, totally life-changing. And we're really excited about it. We're excited about the academy. We're excited about the coaching. We're excited about 2024. A lot of fantastic stuff happening. So what people do is they type in their question on any of the platforms, and Joel will read them, and then we'll give you an answer. Now, some of the answers, unfortunately, we can't. How do I stop my dog from attacking other dogs?
Right.
That's a long one. That's a join our coaching program. Do a bunch of consults, send your dog to us. I think it's really important that folks understand that almost every unwanted behavior can be stopped extremely quickly, extremely quickly. And we have to get off this narrative that, oh, well, I decided to just take my time because I wanted to be da, da, da. It's like, so you want to spend 25% of the dog's life stopping something that can be stopped in 25 minutes. I can't tell you how many issues that owners come to us with that we eliminate in the first session. And our sessions are an hour. And they've been struggling for years. And there's so much misinformation. This is an unethical, hateful industry. And if you haven't figured that out by just reading comments and posts and seeing everything that goes on and the ideology folks out there that are worse than PETA, just attacking people that are actually doing good work. It's what's really funny is people are not attacking people that are not getting results.
Yeah.
They just don't. They stay hidden, those people. The people that are actually putting themselves out there, making great videos, showing their work, knowing that they're going to get criticized, but keep showing up and keep putting videos out there. Mm-hmm. We call them brave. Call them the people that are actually in the arena doing the work. It's sad that people have to flip it.
Yeah.
And turn it into something else, because so many dog trainers are helping people. And those are the ones that get the most attacks. And then, but we'll still be standing. We'll never bend to the knee. And if your dog trainer used to sound a little bit like us, but all of a sudden sounds different, it's because they bent the knee. It's not because they don't do what we do anymore. It's because they backed away because of the social media. They couldn't handle the social media pressure. They could not handle the social media pressure. That's what it boils down to.
All right. We got questions coming in.
We do?
Yep. Jay's Journey says, hi, what's your best way for getting better engagement?
From a dog?
I'm assuming.
Or from social media?
I'm assuming dog. Okay.
Or proposing to your loved one.
Right.
So we have three. I can answer all three if you want. So better engagement is this. First of all, there are dogs out there that don't give a flying rat's ass about you, no matter what you
do. Don't give a hoot.
They don't care. Now, believe it or not, we work with a lot of dogs that are not, people will say, oh, do more engagement exercises. I'm like, well, what does that look like? See, that's where there's blanket that's like, it's like, how do I get better? You know, how do I improve sales in my company? I make sales, you know, work harder. Like, what does that mean? So some dogs though, that we work with, in fact, the majority of them, they don't take food. They don't like toys. They have not much drive, and they actually don't like to train, even the basic stuff. Then you've got other dogs that are highly food motivated, and as soon as you take away the food, they totally lose interest. All right? Then you've got dogs that are, when you actually ask them to do something, they totally look miserable because no one's ever asked them. So knowing all that, I think it's important that everybody learns good leash handling skills. We find that when we start getting demanding of the dog, leadership skills, clear communication with, we want you to do this, we want you to not do this, your dog actually starts looking at you like you are valuable. Mm-hmm. Engagement can be rough because it's like having a fake friend. Oh, you're not paying for dinner anymore? I really don't want to go out to dinner with you anymore. Why not? Because you always paid for dinner, but now you're not going to. Now I've got to pay my half. I'm not interested. So it's like the same thing with dogs. They'll love working for you if they're getting paid. Mm. But then when you stop paying them and you expect it, which is how you actually get a finished dog, they're like, oh, no, literally, I won't do this commitment. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm good.
I'll do 50 downs in a row because I'm getting a reward. 51, no reward. Huh? What? Mm-hmm. I don't even know what down means anymore. So, but by holding dogs accountable, believe it or not, like we don't teach look at me with a hot dog on our head or any other way, but dogs are always focused on us. Why? Because we can become valuable.
Yeah.
And the clearer you are with your communication, the more valuable you are. And I think the big falsehood is people think because they're training all excited and with food, they're training the dog in drive, that means they're actually engaged with them. Well, maybe in the moment they are, but frankly, they might just be using you too. So be careful on that. Next.
Let's see. Avi says hello. Hey, Avi.
Hey, Avi.
Jan says howdy.
Hey, Jan.
Julie says hi, Jeff and Joelle. Love from Nebraska.
Oh, hey, Julie. How are you?
Snuggle Bun says hey, everyone. Hey, Snuggle
Bun. Hello.
Avi says, don't answer the third one. How to get better engagement from your spouse.
Oh, why not?
Well, I don't want to say in case Susan's listening.
Who's Susan? The woman that he's getting engaged to?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we want to talk about it. Next.
Oh, my God. Law's Dogs Training said, hi, how to know when something is too stressful for a puppy if you need to push through or if you need to push through.
How old's the dog?
Hold on a second. I'm not done yet.
Oh.
Chihuahua puppy on a flat collar and lead for the first time today. Added the slightest bit of pressure and she had an absolute meltdown for a good 3 minutes before the owner asked me to release it. I never had a pup react so badly to the tiniest bit of leash pressure.
Yep. Okay. How old's the dog? So this is the thing. Let's say the dog is 10 weeks old. It's a flat buckle collar. The dog most likely has never had anything around its neck, not a slip lead, not a flat buckle collar, not even a collar with dog tags. Also, it's probably, if it has, it's never felt any sort of leash pressure whatsoever. It's never been asked to do much. And even a 10-week-old puppy, you can still ask it to do a lot of stuff. So I wouldn't stop. I would let the dog have first of all, you're not hurting the dog. You're not hurting the dog. You applied a little, we've had dogs that you apply a little bit of leash pressure and they literally scream like you were killing them. It's embarrassing. So we've had dogs crocodile roll, yell, scream, shit, piss. And I'm like, all I did was just gently pull the leash. Like gently. Nope, not even, we're talking like, it wasn't even a pop. It was just a gentle pull. What do you do? Go ahead. Have your little fit. Let's get it over with now. And for the owners to understand that if you allow the dog to have a hissy fit, yell, scream, crocodile roll, and if you stop, you're going to struggle throughout your whole training process. So I wouldn't call that too much pressure. I would call that an overdramatic dog.
Sabrina says, Rue reminds me so much of my Shiba. I'm excited to follow along with his progress.
Yeah, well.
Because they're all, I hate to generalize, but they're all kind of like that.
But this is the thing, though.
They're all very just like, like standoffish.
So Sabrina, just remember, we get a lot of dogs like Rue.
Yeah.
So don't just follow us because it's
but
a Shiba.
Shibas have the most.
No. But I'm just saying, though, a lot of times people will, and this is no diss to Sabrina, we have worked with dogs like Rue thousands of times that are not Shibas. So it's more about the training protocols. It's more about what we're doing, because dog training is dog training no matter what the breed is. Like you'll read these ridiculous AKC, like whatever, which is the company, the organization's a scam anyway. And it's like, how they respond, what's the best way to train them? I mean, like, dog training is the best way to train them.
Right.
So that breed responds to, oh, this breed doesn't respond to correct. I love it when
people
are like,
doesn't respond
to corrections. I'm like, so is it dead? Is it not alive? All dogs respond to corrections. Believe it or not, more dogs don't respond to rewards. 20 years in this business, 10,000 dogs, I can absolutely say every dog responds to corrections, but 30%, 40% don't respond to rewards. The dogs we get, and I think a lot of other trainers can affirm that, but every dog responds to a correction. Next.
Let's see. Salty Dogs is how to stop pulling on leash. My dog always wants to leash.
Oh, welcome to our show. You must be brand new. We have a free video.
It's a free walking course. Just comment WTW.
Just write WTW right now. Get the link. Comment it if you're on Instagram or on Facebook. It takes 5 minutes. It's a 5 minute protocol. Any trainer that can't do it in 5 minutes, find another trainer or watch our free course. Just watch our free course. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you can get your dog to be off leash trained very, very quickly as well. So the course you're opting into, Walk the Walk, WTW, type in WTW. It's a free course. But if you really want to get an incredible walk on leash and off leash, we have a program called Green to Graduate. You can fully off leash train your dog under voice control with it. Next.
Let's see. Avi said, love your sweater, Joelle. Oh, thanks,
Avi. Very nice.
MG says, love you, Jeff and Joelle. I'm so glad you guys are doing seminars again.
Thank you. They're very limited. There's only two more. So we don't have time. It was exhausting.
Yeah.
I'm still recovering. Yeah, it was exhausting. We used to do them every other weekend. We used to do them around the world. And it's just now we've got so many other, like, there's just so much. We can help more people online with online coaching. But if you want us to come to your house or your facility, you can hire us. It's not cheap, but you can do it. We do that. We fly to people's. We have the VIP program where we fly to someone's house and train and work with their dogs and them. Next.
Avi says, she's not here, buddy. Go off. It's cool. Susan.
She is. She just logged in
under
another name. She's on Instagram right now. Avi, watch yourself, buddy.
Imbue Salon says, hi, I have a senior dog who is losing his hearing as well as a six-year-old, and I'm sensing some tension between them. Could this be due to some dynamic shift now that he's getting older? Thanks.
It could be. It could be old. It could be a lot of reasons why. So the bigger question is, how do you cut the tension how do you cut the tension out? So losing the hearing, losing a sense, and plenty of deaf dogs do fine, plenty of blind dogs do fine. But what I would do is, it's possible that your deaf dog just needs some refresher training. Also, it maybe needs to be advocated for. It also might be more easily spooked, maybe by the other dog.
That
could be it, even though they use their nose as well. So it could just be coincidence.
Mostly.
It could be just coincidence. Next.
He's like right under our feet, scratching. Lowe's Dogs Training said the puppy is 9 weeks. I wanted to carry on. Okay. Obviously, I knew she was overreacting, but gave in to the owner and then doubted myself. Thank you. That's brought my confidence back a lot. I should have stuck with my guns.
Yeah, but you know, I get it though. And I get the side of the owner. I mean, I fully understand an owner like freaking out. I get it. I mean, I honestly get it. But I think if you explain to the owner that, especially if they have children, this is like, it's their, and I hate to humanize dogs. In fact, I'm not human. I'm just giving an example. Would you buy your kid candy if it yelled and screamed in the supermarket? Would you allow your kid to watch a TV show if it yelled and screamed after you said no? Would you give in? And we're not asking the dog to do much. We're not asking the 9-week-old Chihuahua to climb a ladder. You're most likely trying to either get it to move from point A to point B. Next.
That's why you put little collars on your puppies the day you bring
them. Yep. And they
get them used to leash pressure.
They need to feel the weight. They need to feel the weight. A lot of these
ones. We see that with so many dogs, even if they've only been on a harness.
Not even little dogs. Yeah.
Any dog that's just always been on a harness and never felt anything on its neck, they freak out.
I worked with a Dogo a while back. And it was aggressive too. Never had anything around its neck. And this thing was out of control when you put even a slip feed around it. Mm. Anything. And it was a dangerous dog. Next.
Brittany just wanted to express how all the training that comes with the courses that carry over to just lifestyle situations. Yeah. Situations we have never practiced.
Yep.
We got told the other day that they love Kinsey's vibe. And how did we train that? I said, it comes with the training. His all-around demeanor is just calm and people know it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes.
You can tell. I mean, it really shows.
Plus all the exposure you've been doing with him. Yep. Like, you're doing great.
Yeah. It really shows. Congratulations.
Rhonda says hi. Oh, hey, it's Rhonda from the seminar in Nashville.
Oh, hey Rhonda. How are you?
Martha says, any advice on a blue heeler mixed with terrier? And how they lunge and bark while on leash at other people, dogs, and cars. Is it possible to break?
Okay. First of all, the breed doesn't matter. This is not a breed-specific question. Any trainer that says it is lying to you. Just want to clarify that. No particular trainer at all. Whenever I say any trainer, because there's a lot of bad information out there. This is not a character trait. It's not the breed. Now, the question is, it's not about breaking that thing. It's about, can you stop leash reactivity? 100% yes. Can you stop it in as easily as one session? Yes. Can you stop it in about a week to 2 weeks? Absolutely. We have got leash reactivity. So leash reactivity is what your dog is doing. And we have leash reactivity courses. So the best way to do...
We actually have a very special bundle going on right now.
We have a special bundle going on right now. Get on our mailing list, number one. So if you go to Solid Canine Academy, you can see the...
You're on Instagram. Just type in solutions.
Oh.
You'll get a free training, and then you'll also have the option to buy the bundle that is going on for the month of March only.
Yep.
It's a great price.
There you go. Type in solutions. But yes, you can. You just have to know the proper tools, the proper philosophy, proper technique, and you'll be able to achieve it incredibly quickly. You'll recognize what loading is. You'll recognize when you're supposed to correct at the loading stage. You'll also, and now, not that this is connected, you'll learn how to teach a better heel. But teaching a better heel does not stop leash reactivity. Stopping leash reactivity stops leash reactivity. Next.
Let's see. Making sure I'm not missing anything. Avi says, Freya is doing better. Occasionally, she still tries to forge ahead, but not around the house. It's just when we go out.
Yeah. Well,
that's normal. Try and pull her old
chin. Hold her accountable.
Facial pressure, e-collar.
Yep.
You know what to do.
Yep.
You might have to dial up.
Don't fall back in old ways there.
Nope.
Avi, she's don't on do it.
Turf. She's going to pull it.
Yep.
Stacy said, love this.
Mm.
Thank you. Imbue Salon said, doing green to graduate now.
Awesome. Great course. Your life will change.
So good.
Best course. I mean, your life will change. I don't think people understand.
I think a lot of people, and like, I get it. A lot of people have done online dog training and it probably like didn't get the results you were expecting, or maybe like, yeah, you learned some stuff, but like it still didn't get you all the way there. Our courses get you all the way there. They really do. I'm proud of them.
But they're also good for, I think there's a lot of people out there that don't realize how awesome the dogs can be in a relatively short period of time.
I think people just kind of are like, they just accept what it is. Yeah. Instead of being what is possible.
Because when people say that, oh, that's just your dog. I'm like, okay, that's a great, you know, I think Einstein was kicked out of freaking many classes. You know, Michael Jordan was kicked off of the he was cut from the high school basketball team, I believe. It's like, oh, that's just the way it is. Accept defeat. Next. Yeah.
Always training canines, and was at your recent seminar and have been applying my new knowledge. What a game changer.
Awesome.
It was so great meeting you too.
Yeah, it was great. It was a pleasure. It was a lot of fun. It was a great time. Too fucking cold though.
It was cold.
Again, we're spoiled.
We are.
We're back in Florida. We're spoiled.
It's like 80. It's nice.
Yeah, we're spoiled.
Allison said, hello, Solid Canine Fam. Happy Wednesday. Hey, Allison.
Hey, how are you?
Let's see. Stacy said, love this. Brittany said, how hard is it to train a reactive dog? My rescue Great Dane has become very protective of me and is attacking my boyfriend in the house.
That's a major problem.
That's not reactivity.
Now that's not reactivity. You have an aggressive dog. So there's a couple of things. I'll be kind. You might be new. First of all, let's not be in denial. You own an aggressive dog. Not a reactive dog. You own an aggressive dog.
What the fuck is your dog doing? He's bumping the trash can.
Okay, I put his trash can knocking over a light, scratching his, licking his balls. It's like, Jesus Christ. What are we, back in fucking college dorms? So, you own an aggressive dog, all right? It's a Great Dane, which is a big dog. We've worked with many aggressive Great Danes. A dog biting someone in the immediate house is a problem. Your dog might be resource guarding you. That would probably be my go-to possibly. But either way, it has to stop. It can be stopped. It cannot be stopped on this podcast. You need to do online coaching. You don't need to do anything. If you want help, I would highly suggest online coaching so we can eliminate it. There's a ton of stuff proactively you can do, and it's a lot of stuff then reactively, meaning how to stop this. It's going to involve high level punishers, which are, call them a correction, call them whatever you want to. It's not abuse. The bottom line is this: you will be single with a dog if you don't stop this, or you'll have a dead dog. So we need to stop this. We can stop it. We've done this thousands of times. We have exact protocols on what to do. Chances are, if I just told you six things that you're doing, which I don't know what they are, that's why we do a consult to stop doing them, and I gave you six other things to do, which are not even difficult to do, we're not talking about like hardcore dog training, you'd have a different dog. That's how simple it can be for someone that actually knows how to rehab aggression. And that's a great new head start. And then we move on from there. Next.
Jill says, I have a 4-month-old golden pup. She's a bit nervous. Typically take her out to the field in the woods on recall. I have her on a long lead, bring slip collar. She has now started to growl, bark at runners, walkers, and other dogs.
It's normal, 4 months old. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can correct now. It's not the dog. It's normal. It's a normal for a 16-week-old dog to start doing all that, you know, nonsense. It's that's why this concept of let dogs be dogs is stupid. It's like your dog's just being a dog. So guess what? If you want to live in our world around people and be a family pet, you can't do these things. So you can start correcting that. You can actually start correcting that. What? Very strong leash pop if the dog's got a prong collar on. Believe it or not, you can use an e-collar stim even at 16 weeks old. You're not going to be rocking the dog's world, but enough to tell the dog to shut up. But there's a proper way on how to do all this stuff. But at 16 weeks old is a very common time for dogs to either go through a fear stage, or they're also now they're like becoming more confident. It's like it can go both ways. Either way, it's unacceptable, and no, they do not grow out of it. Okay, if anybody told you that's the way your dog is, or it'll grow out of it, those are both false statements. Next.
I really thought he was going to tip the light over.
Mm-hmm.
Wes, settle down. Ryan said, ahoy, mateys. Hey, Ryan, how are you? Nicole, I've been using the separation anxiety course to help my dog with kennel anxiety, and I'm seeing great progress with it. It's the best info I've found, and just wanted to say thank you for putting this out there.
You're welcome.
Oh my gosh, thank you for the feedback. It means so much to us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And I'm so glad it's helping you.
Yeah, and not to sound again, all this stuff sounds egotistical, but the only reason why I...
We create these courses for you, though.
Because there's so much bad information out there.
Yes.
It sounds all good. Like, it's very well wrapped. It's a very pretty package. But when it comes down to it, a lot of it doesn't work. Now, this is the thing. Oh, it got a little bit better. If you just stop doing half a dozen things, just about any behavior will get a little bit better. But are you truly rehabbing the dog? And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for truly rehabbing the dog. And the separation anxiety course, I would say most information out there on separation anxiety is actually leads to more of it, doesn't work, or is outright false. And also doesn't take as long as your the bill of goods you're being sold. It just doesn't. We eliminate it sometimes in a day, 2 days. You know, yeah. Snacks, the dog that we used in the separation anxiety course, he couldn't even be in a kennel for, well, they've owned him for a year, the owners. And then before that, he's 7 years old. So before that, people had, he had separation anxiety with the owners before that. Probably had his whole life. But we stopped it. Dog couldn't even be kenneled. And by the time it was.
And then people say, well, then don't use a kennel. He would try to break through the walls. He would eat the window frames.
I talked to somebody today that.
But he couldn't be contained. Even outside, he'd probably try and dig through a fence. Like, I wouldn't put it past him.
For all the folks out there that are like, kenneling is mean, I talked to somebody today. They've got a separation anxiety dog. It breaks out of the crate. Okay, so now that it's out of the crate, now it's not a crate issue, correct? You're out of the crate, so it's not a crate issue. Mm-hmm. So now you're running free in the house. Mm-hmm. Destroyed all their
blinds.
Destroyed their blinds, bent the pole that is ripped that down, destroyed their nice white carpeting, got into their protein powder mix, is pretty much destroying the whole house.
So it's countersurfing too then?
I don't know where the protein powder is.
Historically, that's up.
Sometimes people keep it low. Mm-hmm. We keep our some of our beverages down low, but our dogs don't get into them. So we keep potatoes down low. We keep the rice down low. You know. Next.
Did you talk about how it turned the gas on and could have blown up?
Oh yeah, and this dog also got up on the gas stove and turned the gas on. And when they came home, the gas was out.
The house is full of gas.
So the house.
Imagine?
So the house could have blown up.
The dog could have died though from
just the
breathing
gas.
That in.
Yeah. Like, but don't kennel your dog. It's mad. It's bad.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's probably the most
and by the
extreme.
Way, that is no. We work with more extreme.
No, I'm just saying like the most extreme.
Oh,
like,
the gas
escalation.
Oh,
of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, having your dog blow up your house—that's pretty extreme.
It's pretty fucking extreme.
And it's common. It's not uncommon.
Thank God the dog didn't die.
Right. Now houses are just being blown up by the government. With their waves. So paint your roof blue.
Avi says, I won't. Good. Yeah. Don't let her backslide. She knows what to do.
Yeah.
Ryan said, I've been keeping Ozzy out in a kennel outside my workshop door with customers and animals and cars and stuff near my road. Lots of settling work, but it seems to be a lot easier now.
Yep.
Step one, though. Thanks for the advice.
Yep. Yeah. I'm a big advocate of that. I'm a big advocate of dogs that are almost have every behavioral issue. To be in their crate, in the main room, in full view of everybody, and then you teach the dog to lie down and with its head down and just relax. That's not all you do with your dog all day, obviously, but that particular protocol is a game changer for so many dogs. Next.
Nicole said, did my first kennel drills with Gunner tonight.
Nice.
First few times he flew out of the kennel. Within 20 minutes, he was so much slower.
Yep.
Going from kennel to place to here.
Nice.
I don't know why I took so long to just completely start fresh with him. He was still whiny, but not as loud, trying to pick battles.
Don't worry about it. Don't beat yourself up.
I'm glad like you're connecting the dots, and then our fast track coaching starts next week, so you can like show us how it's progressing and stuff.
Yeah.
That's good. Nikki was at our seminar this past weekend.
Yeah.
Her dogs, her other two, the healers, are great.
Yeah. There's so many.
And she did all that just with our online.
Yeah. There's so many. Yeah. There's so many things that folks can be doing, but it doesn't come because I think dog training people are thinking of like group training indoors somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're not realizing that it's like, no, it's a universal round the clock.
It's a lifestyle.
Timed, you know, type of thing.
Yeah.
Where it's.
But then when you say that, two people would be like, oh my God, I have to spend my whole life training my dog.
No.
Like, technically, our dogs are training right now.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's just life. We're always learning, but it's not like you have to do rep after rep after rep. If you're training your dog to do something new, you can do lots of reps. But if you just want a well-trained, behaved, state-of-mind dog, do all the hard work at the beginning and then just keep up with it. That's all. Live your life. Next.
Brittany. Yeah. She says, here's one for exposure. Got attacked by a goose today.
So they can be
the
nasty.
Thing came out of nowhere, out of a bush on a walk. It probably had a nest. And Kinsey was on leash drag. And besides skirting out of the way, he came right back and looked at me like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
I was so proud he didn't bolt or attack.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been.
Geese can be nasty.
Geese can be nasty. I was attacked by a goose when I was under 10.
You can get them to like protect your chickens and shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot how old I was, but I was under 10 and I was attacked by a goose. I think it nailed me in the nuts, too.
Of course.
Those little fuckers. Yeah. Next.
That's great that Kinsey didn't do anything.
Yeah, that's huge, actually.
Freaking goose coming out of a bush.
They can be nasty.
They hiss their head down. They're nasty.
They get their arms, their paws, their wings up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They posture.
He said they have teeth on their tongue. Do they really?
Damn.
Ew. That's interesting. Wendy said, how would I correct three dogs that bark at the door? I own one e-collar, and what level would I start at?
Okay, so number one, you can get all three on an e-collar if you want to, but you can also use a bonker. If you don't know what a bonker is, it's a wrapped up cotton towel. I've got a video on how to make a bonker, how to use a bonker, deploy a bonker. You always say no first. You always say no. How do you stop a dog from barking at the front door? You make it suck to bark at the front door. Okay, so how do we make it suck? If we each had an e-collar, you would say no, and you would correct all three of them, you know, one at a time, boom, boom, boom. Since you don't have three e-collars right now, if you only have one, that's fine. Correct it. Put that one in the loudest one or the instigator. And then the other two, you just can walk up to slowly and you bonk. No, bonk, bonk. So it has to. You have to make the behavior suck in order for the behavior to stop. That's how it works. You're going to be told so many of the protocols. That's about a 30-second protocol. You can eliminate that in one session. So many things can be eliminated in one session. And people are like, you're just saying that. And I'm like, no, so many things can be eliminated in one session. Any good dog trainer can do it.
But then it's like, if you do it too fast, it's like, oh, that's the shortcut.
Yeah. Any good dog trainer.
How long should you struggle with your dogs barking at the door?
Right.
It took me 10 years. And
yeah. Oh, yeah. No, 8 years was the longest.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, when is it finally going to stop, though?
Yeah. Yeah. Or build a better relationship, or teach an alternative behavior, or the dog barks crazy at the door and I tell it to like recall to me and it comes to me and I'm like, okay, great. Your dog knows recall in the middle of a bark, but that doesn't mean it's going to stop barking. If you want to stop barking at the door, you need to address the barking at the door. If you want to stop any unwanted behavior, you need to address the unwanted behavior. Next.
Nicole said, yes, I'm so excited for that. Yeah, Fast Track is going to be good. Yeah, if you guys want info on the 90-day fast track, I'm going to put a link to Jeff's calendar. You can hop on a call with him. And we can talk about what would be the best option.
The fast track, first of all, before people start booking calls with me, it's $1,697. It's 3 months, 90 days, twice a week coaching in small group on Zoom. So if it's something you think you'd like to do, you can.
Well, that's just for the coaching, though.
I just said that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because you can do the all access pass where you get all of our.
You get courses. Every one of our courses plus the coaching for $3,997, which is a steal. Yeah. Your life can change. It's cheaper than a board and train.
Let's see. Abby said, looks like Hercules coming out of the water with the wings.
Mm.
For sure. Virgin Mary, muzzle training, because he does well, but often bangs his nose on my legs or tries to pull it off.
Yeah, that's such a pain in the ass.
I've started to use Educator when he does that. Yep. And he'll like freak out. Am I doing the right thing?
Yeah, you can also do this. If he's walking next, say he's walking on your left, Virgin Mary, what you're going to do is this. Depends on how dexterous, how fucking coordinated you are. What you're going to do is when your left leg moves forward on the walk.
Took me a minute to like connect what the hell you're trying to say.
When your left leg moves forward on the walk and the dog is muzzling you like that, take your right leg behind your back and just do a little bit of a toe tap into the dog. You can also get a bonker and just, you don't have to even release it. You just say no, bonk. Bottom line is, it's annoying. It's annoying. And you can get bruised.
Yeah.
Next.
We have a muzzle conditioning.
We have it free in a lot of our courses.
Yeah, it's like bonus.
Is it in our community?
I don't know. That's a good question. Hmm. Probably. Hmm. But if not, I can put it in there. That's it right now.
All right, let's see. We've got coaching coming up. We've got a leash reactivity bundle that we've got right now. We've got seminar in New Jersey and in, Chicago, then New Jersey. Go to Jeff Gelman Seminars, jeffgelmanseminars.com. We've got no new courses coming out this month, but we've got some bundles coming out this month. We're focusing a lot on the coaching. Just done with you.
A lot of done with you.
Got a lot of done with you stuff.
But also, though, the seminar from Nashville.
That'll be dumped in the community, yeah.
And then depending on how this whole counter conditioning thing goes with Rue, that might be a small course for you.
Yeah.
But that'll probably go in the community, too. Let's see. Liko says, you guys are amazing. I've learned so much from you. Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
I'm glad. Why we're here. To educate. We're here to help.
Oh, by the way, this is the last Wednesday podcast.
The last Wednesday.
Yeah, starting. So we'll still be doing Monday and Friday for now. But Wednesdays are going to be our coaching calls now. One of the coaching calls for the Fast Track. Next.
Let's see. Metri says, sorry, I just came in. Did someone ask how to eliminate barking when walking dogs?
No, but you can. I mean, it's a common question. So number one is this, you have to know how to eliminate a behavior. So eliminating a behavior is by applying a punisher to instill an inhibitor to stop an unwanted behavior. So I don't know how you're walking your dog, if your dog's in a heel, I don't know if you're using any tools at all. Ideally though, you're using a training tool that can communicate with the dog that what that behavior that they're doing right now is unwanted. So say you're using a leash and a prong collar setup, no pop. A lot of people underwhelm their dogs, make sure it's firm. You can also use an e-collar as well. You can also use a bonker. All stopping barking on walks is punitive based. Anytime you want to stop an unwanted behavior, it is punitive based. Anytime you want to train a wanted behavior, it is reward based. So you need to find a trainer or someone that's giving advice that understands the concepts on how to stop things and how to train things. And if they say you can reward it, reward is all you need is reward, you're being lied to. Again, it's wrapped up with a bow. Sounds pretty, but it doesn't work. Next.
We also have a free leash reactivity training out right now. You're on Facebook. Just comment solutions. Mm-hmm. We'll send it to you. And then we have the leash reactivity bundle. I'll mention it again because it's an insane steal. Mm-hmm. The leash reactivity courses.
That'll help you too.
Yeah.
It'll help you with not just the barking.
It'll help you get a proper heel.
It'll help you with life.
Calm mindset.
Yeah. All of our courses are shrapnel effect, where they help you with just not what you think you need help with, but even things you never even thought of.
Leadership, everything. Yeah. Constance. Hey, Constance. Hey, J&J. After the eye-opening experience with Nova at the park this week, I decided to go back through Green to Graduate 2. Did triangle speed drills with the pack today, looking for cracks. Felt good to get back to it.
Good.
Awesome.
Good for you.
Sam, hey guys, Winebag had a one-on-one training last night. Mm. Trainer said her obedience is great, so that made me happy. She said, I have the slip leash on wrong. I feel so dumb. She said the way I had it on puts pressure on her constantly. I looked on YouTube and it isn't helping me feel any smarter.
So.
Oh, and she showed me how to do it and I can't do it on my own.
So this is the thing.
Interesting.
The way the slip lead works is this. You've got, when you apply pressure up, if it's on backwards, okay, the pressure stays, as you know, because it doesn't allow the part that snapped into pressure to fall back down. It's more obvious with a choke chain.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And we don't use choke chains, but it's more obvious because the choke chain has weight. So what you need to do is, however you're doing it, if it's wrong, then do it the opposite way. So it might be you just having to whip, just literally like, so if I take the collar off your dog like this, it might be as simple as me just flipping it and putting it back on. It also might be with, I might have to also turn it 180. I don't know. I'm not sure how you have it on. Next.
Smoke Show said Gronk died. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Are you serious?
Is that the Gronk we worked with in Rhode Island?
Gronk?
The black dog?
Really? Who's the owner?
Smoke Show.
I don't know who that is.
I always remember dogs' names better than humans. I'm sorry.
But Gronk was the...
Is he the one in the resource guarding course? That Gronk? That's what I'm thinking of.
No, I'm thinking of the Gronk that was owned by the woman at the post office. Yep. Oh, resource guard.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's right. That Gronk. Black dog. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so sorry. Fuck.
I fucking hate when dogs die. It's over. Let's see. Sid, evening gang, finally phone issues resolved. Can finish signing up for the community. Awesome. Finally, Sid, like 5 phones later. If you need help, let me know.
Yeah. Sign up tonight before I do.
Well, I think she's already in. She just hasn't failed actually yet.
Sign up. Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Metri said, thank you. Please send solutions. Yep.
It's an autoresponder. Yeah.
Sam said, how am I supposed to know if it's on right when it doesn't put pressure on her until I need to correct?
Basically, yeah. It should. But this is the problem. Say.
And what kind of slip are you using?
Yeah.
Some of them I freaking hate. Like those big, thick English slips I don't like.
I love those.
I like the thinner ones.
Yeah, so I like.
See, everyone has
I thought you liked the thicker ones.
Shut up.
Okay. So if it's cotton also, if it's a cotton blend or cotton, they don't actually fall back and release that well. Also, if the ring that the leash is going through, if it's too snug, it also doesn't disengage.
Yeah.
So a lot of times it just engages and sort of just like sits there. Yeah.
You're honestly, Sam, you're probably better off putting her on a dominant dog collar than a slip lead.
Yeah.
Get a dominant dog collar.
Dominant dog collar, but you make sure you put it on right.
Constance said, oh, and today someone came to look at a pup and no one made a peep, not a bark, whine, or whimper.
Wow.
Almost all stayed in their down. And then only one got up when she approached the kennel row. Awesome.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
Film that shit.
Mm-hmm. Sid said, 4th phone. Ridiculous now.
Christ,
damn.
Where are you getting your phones from?
Where
are you getting your phones from? Facebook Marketplace? From some guy's trunk? What the hell, Sid? When you go to get a phone,
she's getting like a little like a can with the string.
No, she's getting the phones that like they do 2 things. To, you know
what?
They're emergency phones, emergency cell phones. Yeah. What do they call those?
Like a burner phone.
No, burner phones are fine. No, it just has a couple of functions.
I don't know.
Usually, it's for
like the old school flip phones.
No, it's usually for
the
older generation
because the
buttons are so big.
Who had the Motorola Razr? That thing would fucking fly open so fast you thought the top was going to break off.
Yeah,
I would open it, close it,
Did you think you were cool?
Oh, I loved it. I loved my little Razr. The T9 texting.
Mm.
Constance said, I've been working hard on Crate Calmness. Can you fucking believe how far we've come? I love you guys. For any newcomers, dive in. Their shit works.
Yeah.
Keep going. Keep watching. It's incredible.
14 Frenchies.
Remember her first phone call?
Yeah, we almost like burned it.
She's like, we're going to have a long relationship. We're like, oh boy.
Great. Whenever a woman says that to me, I fucking run.
I laugh. I'm like, okay, she sounds interesting.
Especially when they're holding a knife.
Yeah. It's true, though. Constance has been in our world for a while now, and I love watching her journey.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Love it, love it, love it. This is the shit that makes my world go around.
Mm-hmm.
Avi says, I did. Snugglebun said, I had the pink razor. Me too! Like the bubblegum pink. Like fusion.
Was it like a scratch and sniff thing, too?
No, it was just the coolest phone. You wouldn't understand.
Oh, I wouldn't understand.
You wouldn't understand because you didn't have one.
No. I had cell phones when cell phones first came out, though.
The BlackBerry, and then what was the one that slid up like this when the first full keyboard came out?
I had a pager.
The chocolate or something. And it was like, oh, yeah, I got full keyboard. Sid said, online, I'm so technically challenged, so it's rough. I understand.
So, Sid, stop saying that. Tell another story. You're not challenged. You're gonna do great. You're gonna be an expert online.
Yeah. Mark, when stopping barking at the front door using an e-collar, you said you say no, then stim. Mm-hmm. Would you use the same protocol for counter surfing for that? Mm-hmm. Do you just use high stim and no words?
I use high stim and no words. I want all my act of God stuff. I don't say no. And some people say you have to say no. And I'm like, I want that dog to think that counter is hot. I want them to think it's hot. I want them to not jump on that counter whether I'm in the room or not. In fact, the way we train it is we actually leave the room. I want them to be paranoid of the counter. Next.
Sam said it's called Heather's Heroes, the sidekick dog lead. I tried to attach a link, but it's too long. She said it's simpler to just get a leather slip because the one I had is thick and too fancy. Probably. You're probably overcomplicating it. You can get a $5 slip lead on Amazon. It'll be just fine.
Yep.
I don't think people, everyone always asks, what leash do you recommend?
Like, whatever.
We use, nylon leashes from Amazon. They're, $6.
Not even.
And they're my favorite ones.
We buy them by the dozen they end up being, $36 a dozen or something. Depends.
Blue 3/4 inch right. Nylon leash.
4 foot or 6 foot.
Yes.
Yep.
Constance said, one of my main goals was just to be able to sit on the couch and not get swarmed. Yeah, and now look at you.
Yeah, now look at you.
Snuggleman said the sidekick had the full keyboard. Yeah, the sidekick. Loved that phone too. It was such a different time. Now these little freaking squares are just attached to us. They suck the life out of us.
Rectangles.
Oh. When Instagram went down the other day, I was actually kind of like, this is nice.
A lot of people said that.
I didn't have to get back to anyone. I have notifications.
Have you ever thought about just turning your phone on for the day?
No.
Sort of the same
thing. I got it out of my bedroom 2 years ago, and that's been a game changer.
Yeah, it's been a game changer. Yeah.
Nikki said, I felt so cool with my pink Razor phone. Everyone had the pink Razor. I'm telling you, it was a girl thing. It was a status.
So it's not everybody. That's 52% of the people.
But the boys had the Razor, but usually black or silver.
Got it.
The hot pink was the ladies' phone.
Did you put Swarovski crystals on it and shit?
You could. You get the case. Yep. Allison said, I get my leashes for $5 at Five Below. Haha, they have good 4 foot leads. Interesting.
Yeah. Look at that. You go to the dollar store too.
Yep.
Except for everything's $1.25 now.
Avi said my Razor was gray. Yeah, see? We have the silver one. Mm-hmm. Mark said, thanks. I should have added crate barking as well. No, and stim or just stim.
Crate barking, no stim.
No stim.
Yep. Unless you're not home, then a bark collar works. And sometimes they have them to give a warning before they stim. But you can also have crate barking. Sometimes with separation anxiety dogs at night, we don't say no. We just correct them. The act of barking creates the stim. Yep.
Rowdy Kirk said, hey, guys, you're looking awesome.
Hey, Rowdy. How are you? Hope Scotland's doing well for you.
Sid said, I make my leashes cheaper and get all you do want.
Sid, stop spending time making your leashes.
Stop making leashes.
Sid, buy them and learn how to use a freaking
cell phone. Buy your time back.
Sid, yeah. Learn how to use a cell phone.
You can get them on Amazon for $5.
Right.
Obviously, they made calls, no computer in your pocket, spying on your every move. Yeah.
Yep.
Allison said, I wanted a pink Razor so bad, I ended up with the knockoff Razor instead. Oh, shit. Man, the 90s are such a different time, early 2000s.
I didn't even know they had a Crazer.
So I didn't know the Crazer was the thing either.
Yeah.
But I got a lot of knockoffs of the BlackBerry because that shit was way out of my parents'
BlackBerries were very expensive.
They were.
Now, let's see how far you go back. Did you get charged by the minute on your cell phone plan?
For texting, I got charged per text. I remember my dad would freak. That was before data plans were a thing.
Right.
But I don't think by the minute, no.
So back when cell phones first came out,
yeah,
we were charged by the minute.
Damn. Yep. Remember when prepaid was a thing? You couldn't even get a plan. You just had to charge the card.
Right.
And my dad had, I still, literally up until the day he died, he had the same Nokia brick phone. He had it his whole life. He never upgraded.
Why would he?
Literally a brick Nokia.
Why would he upgrade?
And I would play Snake on it, I remember. Yeah. He never changed his phone.
There's no reason to.
The thing was a brick.
Yeah, I know.
Legit. It's a break. Let's see. Sam said, okay, I'll go cheap. Thank you, everyone.
Yep.
Minette said, evening, guys. Hope you're doing awesome. Hey, Minette.
Hey, Minette.
Abby said, 90s rock. Sam said, after 9 p.m. was pre-con. That's right.
So after, it was after 9. After 9 p.m., rates went down significantly. But I remember.
Roddy said, Nokia 3330. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, different times.
Yep.
Yeah, I do remember after 9 p.m. Call me after 9.
Right.
It's cheaper.
It's true. It's so true.
My parents will yell at me. Tammy said, by the minute, and they round it up.
Yeah. They fucking got you.
Allison, and the limit on monthly text, now I could never. I know. They limited you with everything.
I know, because some people don't even make phone calls anymore. They only text.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really ever answer my phone.
No, you don't.
Even if it's someone I know. I'm like, oh, if it's important, they'll text me.
I know. You rarely text me back.
We need an appointment for a phone call. I'm like, what are you doing just calling me out of the blue? We scheduled this 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
Sam said, my first cell phone is one of those that's like a large book in a pouch with a battery outside and heavy tech.
Yep. We're about the same age.
Avi said, the Nokia with the wood grain front. Yes.
I guess this is a cell phone podcast.
All right, here's Tracy. Hey, guys, this is Tracy with the Elkhounds. I just want to send out my huge kudos to you.
Mm-hmm.
When I take my dogs out off leash, I get constant compliments on how well-behaved they are.
Nice.
They now sit and stay at the entrance where the dogs come and go, and they stay put.
Nice.
I then go to my car and open the hatch and call here, and they immediately come out and load up. They're always on voice control, but exceptionally well-behaved.
That's really great. Isn't that the best feeling in the world?
So good. Yes. And she did Green to Graduate, and she rides her horses with her dog.
I know.
Like, it's so amazing.
Yeah. It's just such a quality of life thing. Again, you don't know. Who knew? She probably didn't know. She probably didn't know that it could be that good.
How good it could be. Yeah.
Probably didn't know how good it could be. That's because people have been getting shitty dog training forever. Yep.
Yep. So true. That's awesome, Tracy, though. Very happy for you.
That's really exciting.
That encompasses like everything that we want for our clients and our dog owners out there.
Quality of life.
Like at the back of our mind every time we, put out a course.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how can this make someone's life better?
Mm.
What is everybody struggling with? That's just what we do, man.
Yeah. Any more?
No.
That's it.
That's it. It's almost 8 anyway. Mm,
7:57. All right, everybody. Everybody have a fantastic night. And check out Solid Canine Academy. Solid Canine Academy. See all of you later. See everybody Friday for another podcast. For everybody in the community, I'll see you tomorrow morning. And take care, everybody.
Wait. Hello, good morning, good night, good afternoon, wherever like you are.